Hello and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. In this podcast, I discuss prepping, homesteading, and everything in between. Today, I am going to be discussing why I do not wear sunscreen. When I share that I don't wear sunscreen online, people lose their minds because we have been so trained to believe that sunscreen is necessary and it protects us from cancer. If it protected us from cancer, then why has the incidence of melanoma increased since the introduction of sunscreen in the 1970s? That is a good question. So let's mull that over. I love discussing this topic because it truly can be life-changing and transformative in the way that we then start thinking about the chemicals that are in our life, how we look at the sun and what the sun actually is. So let's dive in. I stopped wearing sunscreen about 3 years ago. Before that, I was making my own mineral sunscreen with non-nano zinc oxide and a mix of oils. But once I fully deprogrammed myself, if you will, I stopped wearing sunscreen completely. This may seem scary, but that is only because we have been trained to fear the sun. Think about it. Commercials, friends, family, school health books, medical doctors, everyone is indoctrinated to fear the sun. So by association, we do too. You may be thinking, well, if so many people believe it, then it has to be true. Or there is evidence that the sun does cause cancer. For thousands of years, our ancestors were not lathering themselves in lab-made chemicals. Once sunscreen was introduced as a way to protect us against cancer, incidence of melanomas actually increased. If sunscreen was actually doing what it advertised to be, it should be decreasing incidence of melanoma, but we are not seeing that. That is exactly the opposite of what we are seeing. Sunscreens were introduced in the 1970s, and you have to remember, the 1900s were an extremely pivotal and crucial time for our current system that we live in. Things were being shaped. The system was being shaped. So the system that we live in today, it didn't just happen overnight. It was formed during a time period. So go back to the early 1900s. Rockefeller came in and overtook our healthcare system, which has, for thousands of years, been led by herbs and had a holistic approach. And we had medicine people, you know, who were looking after their communities. Well, Rockefeller funneled tons of his money into the medical system, setting up schools and hospitals. And oh, wow, this was such a great thing. He is such a generous donor. Wow, was that really the case? They set up gatekeepers and established a system where someone can only practice medicine if they have a license. If they have a license and they think outside the system's box, though, that license will be revoked. So you have to stay in line or you cannot practice quote unquote medicine. So you have to pay into the system, go to these Rockefeller set up medical schools, and then you have to obey directly with what they tell you or else they take away your right to practice. They have eliminated these thousands of years of knowledge that our ancestors had and they systemized it. It is important to remember and know that licensure is not for our protection. The system was not put into place for our protection at all. It was set in place so the system, in this case Rockefeller, could rewrite medicine and gatekeep medicine. He funneled tons of money to medical schools and institutions with a Western medicine focus. He rewrote our healthcare, okay? So traditional medicine, this holistic healing, that's not a trend, okay? This Western medicine is the trend. Now we have a system today that fails people and profits off of us being sick. Once you see and understand this, you can start to deconstruct our food system, And in this case, our sunscreen system, because it all ties together. While Rockefeller was destroying our medical system, propaganda campaigns were rolling out to convince our grandmas and our great grandmas that butter and animal fats were bad and to use margarine and vegetable oils instead in their kitchens. These foods that we've used for thousands of years, the system rolled out and convinced our grandmas that they are no longer good and you are a bad homemaker if you are using butter. Our food system became polluted. I genuinely feel sorry for our grandparents as they were hit with the propaganda the hardest. They fell for it. Then our parents' generation are probably the most indoctrinated of them all. So these lies have been trickling down family lines for the past century. But when you take a step back to see the big picture, you can understand what is going on when it comes to something like sunscreen. The medical system and food system truly go hand in hand. So when you think about something like sunscreen, why would you lather lab-made toxic chemicals, which are constantly recalled for causing cancer, by the way, on your skin? Sunscreen and the food you eat are what makes you sick, not the sun. Did you know that the chemicals found in sunscreen have not been fully researched prior to FDA approval in sunscreens? And let's be real, what does FDA research and approval even mean? It really doesn't mean much. We have just been lathering on mystery chemicals and almost guinea pigs in this sense. Time and time again, especially with Western medicine, we are used as guinea pigs. For example, something that is close to home, my grandma, when she was pregnant with my mom, there was some new and improved morning sickness medicine that she had gotten, and I believe it was a shot. It was some sort of medicine that was being advertised to pregnant women to help you with your morning sickness. But anyways, she got it. It ended up being recalled because there were so many issues within the fetuses and the moms. So think about just the past 100 years, how many times we have been used as guinea pigs, and then there are lasting effects, and they're like, oh, oops, sorry, we didn't see that one. We didn't do that in the testing. It's almost as if we are the ones being tested on. So something as simple as sunscreen, this can go as deep as you really want it to once you start researching and seeing, you know, what was polio really about? Anyways, I will stick to sunscreen, and let's begin by dissecting the ingredients commonly found in sunscreen. Traditional sunscreens often rely on chemical fillers like oxybenzone, avobenzone, octisalate, octocrylene, homosalate, octinoxinate as their main and star ingredients to quote unquote protect you from the sun and UV radiation. I would like to note that when it comes to food, if the words are difficult to pronounce, seem funky, and like they're made in a lab, then my general rule is to avoid. And this comes to skincare products as well. Oxybenzone, or BP3 in particular, has come under scrutiny for its hormone disrupting properties. Research has been suggesting that oxybenzone mimics estrogen in the body, leading to hormonal imbalances and reproductive issues. We live in a time when our hormones are under attack constantly. That's a conspiracy for another day, but think about it. Speaking as a woman, when I was a teenager and went to the doctor about my skin, the first suggestion was to put me on hormone-altering medication, aka birth control. I remember asking my doctor, well, what about diet? How does that play into my skin? There's no link between your diet and your skin. Wow. Wow. What an example of how our medical system has been misled, but hey, they're coming to the light now. But that's an example of just being a guinea pig, and I'm not here for it, and you shouldn't be either. But I didn't think twice about birth control, and neither did anyone around me, because all my friends were already on it. I still remember being at the lockers my freshman or ninth grade year, and my friend saying how she took five birth control pills at once, because she was behind and got sick. Like, why, as young girls, were we taking medication that drastically changed our hormones and brain chemistry? I find it interesting to look back at that time of my life. And after I got on birth control, my emotions spiraled. And with what I know now, I do believe birth control had its role to play in that, with a young teenage girl being put on a toxic medication as such. With all of this being said, we don't need another element like sunscreen impacting our hormones. The water we drink is affecting our hormones as well. Additionally, people have been concerned about oxybenzone's environmental impact, with studies linking it to the coral bleaching and reef destruction. So if it's killing the environment, what is it doing to you? I try my best to move in similitude with nature, and if something is destructive and toxic to nature, I can only assume it will be to me too. But oxybenzone is just one piece of the puzzle. Other chemical filters like octinoxate and octocrylene have also had an impact on our health and the environment. These chemicals have been found to accumulate in the body and the environment with long-term consequences that are still being quote-unquote studied. Side note here, I take all studies with a grain of salt. There are places that can be paid to get any sort of results the payee wants or needs, and those works will still be published. Who funds what? Like, what's going on? My crystal clear glasses are understanding that everything runs on money. Last time I discussed this, someone sent me a quote unquote study on how sunscreen doesn't cause cancer. And it was a mainstream news report from like CNN or something. No wonder we are in such muddy waters with our health and truth if people think mainstream news articles are studies and that's where they are getting their guidance. Again, discern for yourself. But like I mentioned earlier, when you take a step back and see the whole picture of the attack on our health, especially over this past century, it makes sense they would want us to lather ourselves in toxic chemicals, right? It makes us sick. Sick people generate money. I wonder if the people who follow the news also saw the news around 2021, 2022, when scientists were petitioning the FDA to take certain sunscreens off the shelf because they have carcinogens like octocrylene that cause reproductive harm. Sometimes things do boil to the surface when people are making such a stink about it and it can't be hidden anymore, but then it is brushed under the rug and it is hidden from general internet searches. So you just really have to decipher and have discernment when it comes to truth and what that means to you. Studies have also suggested that octinoxate and octocrylene disrupt endocrine function and hormone balance in the body. And I recently, as I was writing this up, I was like, okay, I wonder what sunscreens are still using these because they've been under so much scrutiny. And, you know, not really to my surprise, but the main sunscreens, the big brands, are still using these toxic chemicals because you know why? They don't care. And they bank on you not educating yourself. So more chemicals to harm us and our bodies. These chemicals have been shown to mimic estrogen. Again, these hormone disrupting, what is going on? It's like there is a battle for our hormones right now. There really is. By interfering with hormone signaling pathways, octinoxate and octocrylene can disrupt the balance of our hormones. So imagine if just this handful of chemicals is wreaking havoc on our hormones. Imagine what the concoction of chemicals in sunscreen does to us. I'm sure there will never be a definitive study done on it, because if there was a definitive study done on it, the scientist would probably mysteriously disappear or be taken out in a helicopter crash, you know, a bunch of mystery surrounding it. When big stuff like this comes to the surface, that's often what happens. So if I happen to randomly disappear one day, just know that is a testimony to you that raw milk is actually good. That sunscreen is bad. The sun is good for you. Processed foods are bad, and we have been under attack, okay? When this truth comes to the surface, they really don't like it because that puts a damper on their profits. So let's dissect sunscreen a little bit further. As if all the hormone problems aren't bad enough, there are studies that have suggested that the chemicals in sunscreen may trigger allergic reactions and skin sensitivities in some individuals, leading to skin issues like contact dermatitis and allergic dermatitis. Skin problems are dramatically on the rise. And guess what your dermatologist will do? They will prescribe you more drugs to take, more steroid creams to put on, and give you samples to their latest skincare sponsor. I would guess fewer than 1% would ask, do you use sunscreen daily? What kind of sunscreen do you use? What is your diet like? Most dermatologists will promote sunscreen use. Where did they go to school? Oh, Rockefeller gatekeeping centers. Got it. Furthermore, there are emerging concerns about the potential cancer-causing properties of octinoxate and octocrylene. Keep in mind, these are just a handful of the chemicals that are actually in our sunscreen. If I dove into every single one, this would probably be an all-day podcast, but I am keeping it digestible, hopefully, so you can just get a snippet of the puzzle and put the rest of the pieces together. Furthermore, there are emerging concerns about the potential cancer-causing properties of octinoxate and octocrylene. While research is still ongoing, some studies have suggested a possible link between these chemical filters and an increased risk of certain types of cancer, including skin cancer and hormone-related cancers. Which makes sense. If these chemicals are mimicking our hormones and causing our system to get out of whack, like, of course, cancer is going to happen. What did people think was going to happen? We're going to lather on these toxic chemicals and we're not going to get cancer? Of course, you're going to get cancer. Of course, if your hormone system is being thrown out of whack by these chemicals, you are going to have serious issues. So why would we wear something to protect ourselves from cancer? But then it causes cancer. Am I going to be like, oh, well, I'm not getting skin cancer, but I'm getting hormone cancer. Wow. Like, what the heck? That seems so counterintuitive to me. What about you? Beyond their impact on human health, octinoxate and octocrylene also pose environmental risks. I love our environment. I love being outside. I love going on hikes. I think it is a beautiful creation. These chemicals have been detected in water bodies, soil, marine ecosystems, where they accumulate and stay there over time. Once in the environment, octinoxate and octocrylene disrupt aquatic ecosystems, affecting marine organisms, so are fish and other animals, and harm coral reefs and other sensitive ecosystems. Again, if the chemicals in your sunscreen are harming the environment, what are they doing to you? I think us as humans, we are so resilient, right? We adapt. We have been fed toxins, surrounded by toxins our entire life, and our body is just trying to manage it and constantly detox us. And once you finally start taking those steps towards detox, so for example, I grew up in a home that used chemical cleaners, so the bleach and the Lysols and all that nasty stuff. So whenever we cleaned, the house really smelled like toxic. Now, I don't use any of those. I haven't used any of those in a very long time. When I smell those, my body just feels sick. My head hurts so bad because my body is telling me, no, no, this is bad. Don't inhale this. Don't be around this. But growing up around it, I was so used to it. My body had adapted. And you may think, well, it adapted. It's good. No, it's still causing harm. My body's just learning how to help support me so I can still function and ward off the harm. But I want to support my body. And the way that I'm going to do that is not be around those toxic chemicals. So that goes in hand with the sunscreen. What are these chemicals doing to you? It may not be evident on the surface. Like, just because you can't look in the mirror and see what sunscreen is doing to you doesn't mean that it's not affecting your body. As soon as you put it on, it's absorbed into your bloodstream. It flies through. Yeah, it's affecting your hormones. But another controversy surrounding sunscreen is its role in vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D is synthesized in the skin in response to UVB radiation from the sun. And sunscreen blocks UVB rays, which will reduce your vitamin D production. production. So society is severely vitamin D deficient. A lack of vitamin D leads to weak and brittle bones, muscle weakness and pain, and mobility problems, impaired immune function, fatigue and low energy, and a variety of mood disorders. Does this sound familiar? Like, does this sound, you know, like the world we're living in? We have so many mood disorders. I think people need more sunshine. Isn't it crazy that just a few years ago, they told us to stay indoors and not leave our house? The sun is a source of life and healing, so no wonder we are told to avoid it or coat ourselves in chemicals when we are in it. If we figure out the truth to healing ourselves, they won't be able to generate money off of us. We become free. Furthermore, concerns have been raised about the potential health risks associated with sunscreen chemicals when they interact with sunlight. Now, this is an interesting one. Some studies suggest that certain sunscreen ingredients, particularly when exposed to UV radiation, may generate free radicals and other reactive species that could damage the skin and increase the risk of cancer. So let's dive into this a bit. As if it wasn't already bad enough to have chemicals in sunscreen causing hormonal harm, reproductive harm, these chemicals can react with the light and cause even more damage to our bodies. Oh my gosh. One study published in the journal Free Radical Biology and Medicine investigated the potential for sunscreen chemicals to generate free radicals and reactive oxygen species, ROS, when exposed to UV radiation. Free radicals and ROS are highly reactive molecules that cause cellular damage with DNA, proteins, lipids, so our entire bodies, potentially leading to oxidative stress and cellular dysfunction. Okay, and this study examined the photostability of various sunscreen ingredients, including oxybenzone, octinoxate, and avobenzene under simulated sunlight conditions. So these scientists were like, okay, like what are these chemicals actually doing? Like, how do they react when, you know, they have sunlight on them? The researchers found that some sunscreen chemicals, particularly oxybenzone, exhibited photodegradation when exposed to UV radiation, leading to the formation of free radicals and reactive oxygen species. So we know that these free radicals and the ROS are these reactive molecules, and they're causing cellular damage when they're exposed to the sun. So what is sunscreen actually doing for you besides causing cellular damage, increasing your risk of cancer, affecting your hormones? Like, come on, the proof is in the pudding. It's right in front of you. There were other studies that found similar findings with oxybenzone and octocrylene. So go look up sunscreen brands, and they are still using these chemicals. So these chemicals that create free radicals that are damaging to us when exposed to sunshine. So you're telling me right now that the cream that is supposed to protect me from the sun and cancer actually reacts with the sun to cause cancer. That is literally insane. Now that we know that sunscreen is toxic goop and is marketed as a savior for you, what are better options to protect yourself from the sun? If you think about it, our ancestors, they didn't use sunscreen. Here are some ways you can embrace the sun sunscreen free like your ancestors. I'm just going to brush over this a bit. I feel like this is a whole entire different episode, and this episode was more focused on the dangers of sunscreen and why I don't wear it. But you can build up your sun tolerance. When the sun starts to come around in the spring again, go out for little bits each day and slowly increase your exposure to the sun. Doing this will bring melanin to the surface of your skin and help build up that protective barrier. And what I love so much is as I'm recording this, the sun, it has been a gloomy day, but the sun just started shining in through the window as if the sun knew we were talking about this and I was trying to spread some light and truth into your life. You can also wear light clothing like linen or organic cotton in the sun and sun hats. If you're still building up your sun exposure, shield yourself with quality materials. So you can wear long sleeve, those sun hats, long dresses, or loose pants, whatever works for you. You can eat a diet high in antioxidants. Antioxidants are what will help protect your skin's surface when you are enduring UV radiation from the sun. The radiation causes oxidation, so the antioxidants are what help keep things in control. I find it interesting that foods like berries that are high in antioxidants are in abundance during the summer months, almost as if it was created that way. Oh, it's so beautiful. Leafy greens, tomato paste, and brightly colored fruits should be your go-to during those high intense sun moments. And also, stop eating seed oils. Stop it. I and many others have noticed that not eating seed oils has been beneficial for our skin and has also lessened the incidence of sunburns. I know this sounds so crazy, because seed oils are common and in every food. It is almost impossible to eat out or at somebody's house because of seed oils. Just trust me on this one. Give it a try. Your body does have to detox from them. So let's see. It is March, April right now. You probably, if you started detoxing from seed oils, completely cold turkeyed them and started using things like butter, tallow, lard, you would see a difference in sunburning this summer, but you will see the bigger difference next year because those seed oils accumulate in your body. So you got to give yourself some time, start doing some lymphatic massages and treating your body as a whole system with how you're nourishing it and treating it in order to really see that difference. But I do believe you would still see a difference this summer. And I'm speaking from experience of when the timing when I gave up seed oils and I didn't really see, I still saw a little bit of a difference the first summer. It was right around this timing, actually. I stopped being a vegetarian. 2 years ago, and I completely cut out seed oils. And that summer, I still had a bit of sunburning. I wasn't wearing sunscreen, but it wasn't as bad as it had previously or historically had been for me. But then flash forward to the next summer, so summer 23, no sunscreen at all. I was in the sun all the time, no sunburning. And this is because I had nourished my body with a nutrient-dense diet full of animal fats and avoiding seed oils, and I saw the difference. So I'm telling you that. You will just have to try it for yourself. And I know that people don't want to do this or they scoff at it because it takes hard work, okay? It takes that dedication. But I am not going to be the only one to tell you that it makes a difference. And this is just me. This is my story. I hope that it inspires you. However, which way, maybe you really, you know, you have a super clean diet, but the sun still affects you, then figure out just what works for you. This is what's worked for me. And I hope that inspires you. But I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this podcast was helpful for you to understand why I don't wear sunscreen. So now I can reference this anytime I share that I don't wear sunscreen as to why and doing a deep dive on it, because people really do lose their marbles when I share that I don't wear sunscreen and that you shouldn't either. So I hope that you have an amazing day. Don't do anything a couple wouldn't do, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.